I mean, first of all, I'm blessed by God, have the ability and this talent. And I work hard. My attributes to the game, my love for the game, and I just love football.
A lot of people were surprised that you came in at 240. Was that what your goal was all along?
Nah, it was surprising. I drank a lot of water before I weighed in. So, I mean, it was water weight. So, it went away completely.
What did you want to weigh in at?
235 is what I played at in the season. Man, we'll see. Somewhere in the 4-4s. I mean, it helped us completely. It showed that he's not just a running back. He can help in the passing game. He can run, he can block. And I think he led a great way for these running backs who's coming out right now.
When you were growing up with Tyrann Mathieu, what was it like dreaming of something like this and actually be so close to both being in the NFL? What was that like?
I really never dreamed about being in the NFL. You know, I always played the sport. I never knew it would take me this far. But, it's just when Tyrann made it, he kind of made it a reality for everybody who's from New Orleans just to make it to the league.
He thinks he was a better running back than you growing up. You think so?
I mean, I don't know. We different ages, so growing up, I never seen him play.
Leonard, throughout your career, what was the point when you realized maybe I can do this for a living?
I say my 9th grade, 10th grade in high school, my coach sat me down and told him I had a great ability, a great talent just to play this game. And from there on in, I took it serious. David Johnson. He's a running back coach from Memphis.
Leonard, how much talk do you have with teams about the bowl game situation, what they want to know about that? And if you haven't yet, how much do you expect as far as questions go along those
lines? I mean, not really. They haven't really asked me that. You know, I expect it, but not really worried about it.
What are you going to have to say to them when they ask those questions?
Like my answer. They can ask Coach O about the whole situation. I'll tell them, you know, I take credit for it too, so it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what team I play for. You know, I love to go play with any team that pick me. And Matt Forte, he's from Louisiana. So it kind of gives me more feedback about playing anywhere. Yeah.
You say you spoke
to him? I haven't spoken to him yet. I seen him in high school, met him in high school.
Okay. What are your expectations about how high you'll get drafted?
My talent that I showcase tomorrow speaks for itself. You know, everything is in God's hand.
Have you met with the
No, not yet.
Where did you train during the offseason preparation?
I was at Exos, then I went to Mr. Patron out there in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Was there any reason why you left Exos?
No, just to get faster, you know, work on my speed more, that's all.
About you sitting out the bowl game, you said it was you know if you had your option you would have played. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, competition with my coach.
Staff, yeah.
I mean, they knew my risk. You know, it was a tough decision that we had to make as a whole, and I just dealt with it. You know, didn't go back and forth with them. At the end of the day, they're my coaches. You know, I was still a student, listening to them, and they wanted to protect my future. I mean, I don't know. I did it because I was injured. You know, it happened because I was injured, so I wouldn't know.
How is your ankle now?
Yeah, my ankle is 100% now. You know, yeah, I just needed time to heal. That's all. No, not yet.
Leonard, who did you emulate as far as running back when you were growing up?
Nobody.
No?
Nah.
Did you have any other players, other positions, anything?
Nah, never.
Did you
want to
play at the NFL level?
It never dawned upon me to play in the NFL, even as a kid.
Leonard, who inspires you now?
Who inspires? I mean, the person who played a big role in my life is my father, you know. And then since I had my daughter, it just made me want to do better, make the right decisions, grind harder, you know. Even when I think or thought about quitting, just keep going.
And you're training
for the game.
Yeah, I can. Most definitely. Yes, sir.
And your training for the vertical and the broad jump, how well have you done?
I did good. I mean, you'll see everything tomorrow. I've gotten better with everything, stronger, faster. So we'll see.
Is it something you may not do?
The only thing I'm not going to do, I'm not going to bench. I'm going to bench at pro day.
Leonard, is it important for you to be the first running back pick?
I mean, at the end of the day, it speaks for itself. You know, I'm not going to put everything on me because there's a lot of great running backs here. You know, it's not my decision, but I know my talent, my hard work is going to pay off and show for itself.
You said that speed was one of the things that you were focusing on. Do you feel like you really have to, in the 40 to improve your long speed?
I not prove it to nobody, but just to prove to myself. Because I know what I'm capable of doing. So let's prove to myself, that's all. Most definitely. I mean, that's what any running back in his class, I believe, can.
Do you think there's a misconception about you that you're just a power guy between the tackles because you're actually a top faster than you probably realize in the Super
Bowl? Yeah, I mean, most definitely. A lot of people think I'm just strong. You know, some people say I lack of speed, lack of burst. So, I mean, tomorrow will show it off.
Have you been with the 49ers?
No, not yet.
By Joe McKnight growing up, a lot of New Orleans players have talked about Joe.
I mean, not really. You know, I didn't really pay attention to football growing up as a child. So, nah, not really.
Do you think Ezekiel Elliott's success this past season, you know, can help running backs in the draft this year? I mean, do you think they're looking?
Yeah, I believe it helped a lot of us running backs. You know, by him catching the ball, running, just being successful around a greater line. I mean, it helps a lot.
Yeah, because I mean. Running backs weren't really highly regarded up until, like, the previous year and this past year and everything. Do you think that's starting to change?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, with the running backs we got in our class, and I think next year's running backs, a lot's going to change. So I believe with this running back group, a lot of these players are going to succeed in the NFL and also going to contribute as soon as they get there.
Dalvin Cook at all personally?
Yeah, I know
Dalvin. Do you have a little rivalry at all?
I mean, it's not a rivalry. Yeah. Dalvin is a great player. He's a great running back. I mean, he's going to do great things, too.
How have you gotten to know him? When did you first meet him?
I knew Dalvin since the Nike opening in high school. And just got his number in college. You know, we talk on and off.
Have you gotten any advice?
No. When he came to our game, we played against Ole Miss. He just told me, stay focused. I have the sky's the limit. Just stay focused.
When you and Dalvin talk, what do you guys talk about?
No, it's not football. I mean, any football player, they don't want to talk about football 24/7. You know, about what's going on in their life, you know, what they're doing, things like that.
You know Jeremy Hill?
Yeah, I know Jeremy.
Just with him coming back at all, I know we're is there any kind of friendship there?
I mean, it's a brotherhood at LSU. You know, just like him with Jeremy, with Joseph Addai, you know, any former running back who played at LSU, they always come back. Talk to us, give us their number. Any advice we need, just call them.
Have you talked to his Bengals at all yet?
No.
Leonard, if coaches said, what play do you want to run right now? What's your go-to?
I mean, I can run any play. You know, I don't have a particular play. I mean, as a running back, you have to learn how to work into multiple schemes, run the ball different ways and varied ways. I mean, the Falcons did it, so we shall see. It's not hard. I mean, my freshman in college it was hard because I was new to me. But with the practice and the coaching I got from my former coaches, Frank Wilson, Coach Jabal Jalouk, I mean, I know it now.
Leonard, there's a high chance that you're going to have to run out of a shotgun once you get to the NFL. Has that been a focal point of your training in the offseason?
I mean, nah. Not at all. We practice in shotgun at school. You know, we did it in games, too. So it's not.
Is there anything you picked up from Jeremy while you watched him play? Maybe about his style?
Who?
Jeremy Hill. Is there anything you picked up from his style?
I don't watch anybody play. You know, I like watching the game. You know, I don't analyze nobody. Because everybody has a different running style. Everybody's different. It's just like I said, man. It's a God ability. It's something I work on in practice. You know, my motto is never let one man take you down. So that's my whole purpose.
You'd rather run through a guy or pass?
I mean, I can do both. I mean, it depends on in the moment how I'm feeling or what I'm thinking and what's going through my mind.
The team said
want you at 225. Is that a weight you could comfortably be at?
Yeah. I can get down to 225 and play at it.
Where were you when you came to LSU?
230.
Okay.
Yeah, 230.
Where do you want to play, actually? Where do you want to play weight-wise next year?
I can play at 230 or 225. It doesn't matter. You know, either size, either weight, I'm still fast, still the same.
What teams have you spoken with so far?
There's quite a few. I really can't name them all, but it's a lot.
Leonard, going back to missing the bowl game, what was it like watching your team out there play after spending so much time with them over the years at LSU?
I mean, it was just a hard decision for me to sit out. You know, and my coach asking me and telling me to just make the right decision for yourself and your future. You know, I cried like a girl. I mean, it's one of the hardest decisions I had to make besides committing to school.
You mentioned catching passes out of the backfield. Do you feel like you got a chance to do a lot of that at LSU, or is that something that's more?
I mean, we worked on it. It's just our game plan was just different every time. That's all.
Darius texting you, asking you about this process so far, getting ready for next year.
Man, Darius was focusing on college.
Yeah.
That's all he's doing.
Leonard, what was it like being a kid? It's like a 13, 14-year-old kid where you're already being hyped as a great running back and a future star. It seemed to be a lot for you than any kid to handle.
It was pretty easy. You know, I've always been humble, God-fearing, always kept God first, and just staying who I am, my roots, my foundation.
How do you do that? It seems easy to say that, but how do you stay even keel?
Just praying. You know, as especially in college, 19, 20 years old, you're in college, you know, you think you have the world by, you think you have everything by the hand, and you don't. You know, that's just to stay focused. That's all.
Leonard, picking up on that question, how much work do you do on the mind game, on the mental strength game? How much work do you do on that?
To me, I think the game is more mentally and physically, by far.
What type of work are you doing to prepare mentally?
Just watching film, just knowing what's at stake, what can I do to get better, just knowing what I'm getting myself into.
Given how long people have been talking about your future,
it's
kind of weird to actually
pick up this. I mean, it came fast, man. You know, I'm not a second. At the thought of my mind, I thought I'd be in the NFL, coming up from New Orleans, out the hood in 7 Ward, man. It's a dream. It's a blessing.
Is there any runner you watch in the league? Is there any runner you watch in the league?
No, I don't watch anyone.
How would you describe your style?
North and south runner, can make defenders miss, can run over them, can run past them, just like any other running back we have here right now.
If the rules were different and you were allowed to come out after 2015, would you have entertained that thought?
Man, I don't know, man. I enjoy college. You know, college was fun. You know, it's you're not in the real world, like, talking about it, you know. So, I don't know. It's kind of 50-50.
Leonard, how comfortable are you taking handoffs out of the shotgun?
Yeah, I'm very comfortable. You know, we did it sometimes in our game plan. We did it in practice, so I'm comfortable with it.
Leonard, what's the biggest question you feel like you need to answer for teams here?
I don't know.
What have you, in interviews, have you been getting one thing that people are asking?
Nah, not really. You know, this has been asking me is a pleasure. Saying it's a pleasure to talk to me. They just wanted to get to know me not as a football player, but as a person.
Really, what Ezekiel Elliott did as a rookie for the Cowboys is influencing maybe how NFL teams feel now about taking.
I mean, most definitely, it's changing the game for the running backs. When him and Ty Gurley came out, I mean, they did a great job preparing us running backs nowadays just to come out to even get a chance to even get picked in the first round.
Well,
we really haven't gotten to it yet. You know, they were just filling me out, asking about defenses, the schemes and stuff, like what I ran in college, just the basic stuff.
You don't really watch, are you just joking? You don't really watch
NFL running backs? No, I don't.
Marco Murray?
Nah. Not at all. I mean, as a kid, that's just who I was, and I still am, so don't watch anybody.
What would it mean for you to be able to play in the Superdome if somehow the Saints drafted?
It'd be a blessing, man, to play in front of my hometown, where I'm from, born and raised. It'd be exciting.
Did you get any advice for this from any of those LSU guys? Any of those LSU
Nah, the only thing they told me was going to be long. A long process, that's all.
Did you ever see Whitworth? Did you ever bang at the big Whitworth? When you
yeah, always. You know, when he comes to LSU to work out and train off season, I always talk to him.
What's he talking about? Do you ask him about the
league? Nah. I mean, everything is not about football. You know, he want to know, ask him about his children. He asked about my little girl, et cetera. So it's not really about football.
When you describe the LSU scheme to team, what do you tell them?
We had a power gap scheme, zone. We ran the ball well.
What's your daughter's name? What's your daughter's name?
Her name is Lyric. She's 2 years old. Man, it was different. You know, seeing all those Wisconsin fans and some of them were Green Bay fans too. So it was interesting just playing there, seeing the environment, playing against Wisconsin. J.J. Watt's brother and all, they were very good, very talented people. I mean, that's just the job of a running back. You know, no matter how many times you get the ball, just when you get it, make the best opportunity out of it.
Leonard, if the NFL asked you not to run so physical, that is, lower your shoulder and run over tackles, would you be able to deal with that? I mean, or is that just too much of your game?
I mean, most definitely I would. At the same time, as a running back, you don't want to take all those licks anyway. You know, you want to last. You want to kind of help your body out some more, run out of bounds sometimes, you know, just being smart about things.
Have teams brought up their concerns that, hey, you might be injury prone at some point, and if so, how have you answered?
Nah, they never asked me that. No, sir.
Last one.
Yes, I did, yeah. It was everything was just laid back. It's fine. It was interesting, that's all. Yeah, I read up on him. Yes, sir.
Between Hill and Whitworth, apparently sound like a good fit. You don't much about Pringle?